Let's look to the Lord and ask him that he'd pour out his spirit upon his word and anoint here by his word. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God, we ask you, Lord, that you would come down in this place today and you would send the anointing that breaks the yoke and sets the captives free. God, let the mighty power and the mighty anointing of the Holy Ghost of God be manifested in this place today. And God, we're going to so give you the praise. We're so going to give you the glory. And we're going to give you the honor in that mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Let it be so. Amen and amen. Those of you have your Bibles in St. Matthew in the 8th chapter and in verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of a palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should cometh under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. Verse 10, when Jesus heard it, he was marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so greater faith, no, not in Israel. For I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of the teeth. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Notice here it begins to direct our attention to the power and the authority of the spoken word. Here this centurion released a measure of faith that touched the heart of God. For he declared with himself that if he would only speak the word, this man shall be made whole. And we find in verse 13, when Jesus spoke the word in the selfsame hour, the man was made whole. We as the people of God need to understand the power that's given and the authority that's given in the name of Jesus Christ. In Mark, in the 28th chapter, and verse 18, Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. For this is the one that had the power to speak to sin and forgive sin. For that reason, he is the righteous judge, amen, of both the quick and the dead. And he is the one that the Bible said that God judgeth no man, but all judgment has been commended into the Son. And this will be the Son of God, which all power is given in heaven and given in his name. Amen. And as we begin to use that name, amen. You know, the world uses it. You don't have to go very far. You hear somebody using the Lord's name. Amen. As I said to one gentleman, I said, sir, you must have go to Sunday school. And he looked at me right funny. I said, why? I said, well, you use God's name so much, I figured you had to go to Sunday school. He said, no, I'm cursing him. He hung his head in shame and said, I'm cursing him. We have a world that says they don't believe in God, but everything comes out of their mouth is blank this and blank that. Amen. People say they're atheists, and I simply say most atheists are liars. Because they do not, amen, tell the truth. They're simply covering up for the fact that they don't want to make a commitment, amen. But this man Jesus, by authority and by his name, all power and all authority is given. Amen. And in John, and in the 10th chapter, we find these words. Amen. Verse 17, it said, because I laid down my life, amen, that I might take it up again. That's John 10 and 17. Verse 18 goes on to read, no man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of my own self. I have the power. Notice here the power. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. There, these commandments have I received of my Father. We see in this world today, we see all the religious leaders that claim to be Christ and Messiah and lead their people. But if you go to all their tombs, you will find the remains. You will find the ashes, the dust. You will find the bones. You will find the remains of their body. But this one, which was the Christ, said, no man taketh my life from me. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up. On that third day, he said, I'll rise. Amen. I'll come forth. Amen. And he kept his promises. Amen. And he was faithful in all that he done. And that gives him the right to declare. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? Amen. She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. Amen. This is the one that all power, amen. The Bible goes on to say even the powers that are ordained of God, amen. What power? A lot of people said, well, they're scared to death of the devil. Don't be scared of the devil. The one you need to fear is the one that has power to send your soul to a devil's hell and to commence judgment on you. Amen. That's the one we need to fear. Amen. We need to have the fear of God within us. Amen. And we need to fear, amen, God Almighty. That is the one that must be feared. Amen. And in 2 Timothy, amen. God said this golden section of scripture in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. Amen. We have received, we are recipients of that same power. Amen. He spoke to his early church, and what did he say to the church? Amen. He simply said to the church, amen, in Acts in 1 and 8, you shall receive power after that which the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Amen. This power that was given is given in the name of Jesus. Amen. For all power is given at his name. Amen. And we, the church today, we need to be endured from that power from on high. We were just at a convention this week, and we made note of all the many different singers and how some singers you had to endure them. Some singers you didn't feel anything. But then somebody would hit the platform, would literally wake the dead because they had the power of God. They had the anointing of God. And if we're effective in this last day, we're going to have the power of God. Amen. We're getting ready here in the town we in. Amen. Getting ready to open a new worship center. Amen. Hillsville Worship Center. We'll be giving dates on it here in the next few weeks. Amen. And we'll be setting a church schedule and opening that. But we will have to have the power of God. We'll have to have the anointing of God. Amen. And, you know, I know not everybody in this part of the country is going to come to that church. Amen. Matter of fact, I wouldn't want them all to come. Amen. It'd be good if they come got saved. Amen. But I wouldn't want them to come if they don't want to get saved. They don't want the Lord. Amen. And we have to set forth a standard. And that standard has to be that God is in charge. That God is supreme. That God is to be worshipped and greatly to be praised. Amen. And at that name of Jesus, all power is given. In that name of Jesus, we have all authority over the devil. Amen. For as that scripture said, we've not been given the spirit of fear. Excuse me. We've not been given the spirit of fear. Amen. But of love, power, and of sound mind. Amen. We've been given that mind wherein we can focus on God. Amen. And we can seek the perfect will of God for our life. Amen. And I dwell a lot on this. Amen. And I made the statement just yesterday, I believe it was, the thing disturbs me about so many Christians is they never have the understanding, amen, to know the voice of God. Amen. We as children of God, amen, we have a right to know the voice of God. Amen. And a lot of time people have silenced the voice of God in their life. They went about living their life, amen, amen, so full of pleasure, and they've lived their life separated from God, and they've not sought God, amen. The old song says, I won't walk without Jesus. I won't talk without Jesus. I refuse to make another step, amen. And several people's asked me a lot of things about our new worship center. What are we going to be doing here and be doing there? I said, I don't know. I'm waiting to hear from God. Amen. Waiting for God to speak and say, this is the direction I want you to go. This is what I want you to do. Because if we hear from God and we get that quick and rhema word from God, Peter was able to walk on the water when he got that quickened rhema word from God. Amen. He said, I'll come to you if you bid me. And Jesus bid him to come, and he began to walk upon the water. Amen. And we can walk on the troubled waters of life if we have the mind of God, if we have the quickened word of God, if we go in that name of Jesus, go under that power and under that authority, and we begin to speak the word with authority. Amen. We have power, amen, according to the word of God. We've been given the keys to the kingdom. We have power to loose. We have power to bind. Amen. I know yesterday, amen, Brother Don over at Floyd, bear witness to this, amen. We had a situation happen with the internet, and we realized it wasn't something we could control. It was something that was on their side of the fence, and he got the first agent, and he didn't know what to do. And I told Don, I said, well, they've not got it fixed. Let's try again, amen. Well, in the meantime, I went back over to the office while Don was calling another guy from the company to see if he could work it out. Don said he stepped to the back door and said a prayer. Amen. I was coming down the hall there, and the Holy Ghost hit me, and the Holy Ghost began to speak through me and rebuke the powers of darkness and the powers of hell. We went right back to that same piece of equipment. Amen. And it come up running 100% online like it was supposed to be. Amen. I was just tired of the devil. You got to get tired of the devil. Aren't you tired of the devil messing with your life? Aren't you tired of the devil messing with your children? Aren't you tired of the devil messing with your finances? You've got to get sick and tired, amen, until the place you say, devil, I've had enough, amen. Amen. Devil, I've had enough. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. And we have that power, church, amen. As I've laid out a scriptural platform here this morning, I've scotched you to know that Jesus possesses all power. He told the church to endure, amen, to stay, amen, to literally just wait, amen, until that anointed power of Pentecost come on the church, amen. And thank God I'm a Pentecostal, because I know that God is still baptizing people with the power. I watch the devil just smack Christians around every which way, and they just take it, amen. A lot of them almost apologize to the devil that they're existing, amen. You've got to get bold in the face of the devil, amen. You've got to tell the devil, devil, in the name of Jesus, amen, I'm serving the one that had the power to lay his life down and take it up again. I'm serving the one that in his name all power in heaven and earth is given, amen. And devil, don't you mess with me. Amen. I heard a blessed old saint one time singing amen and lean her head aside from the microphone and say, devil, you don't know who you messing with. You get out of my way. Amen. We need to let the devil know, amen, he don't know who he's messing with. He's messing with a child of God, bought with the blood, amen, covered by the anointed power of the Holy Ghost, and we have all authority and all power in that name, amen. Glory to God, amen. In Philippians, in the second chapter of Philippians, verse 9 and verse 10, amen. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Amen. That at the name of Jesus, woo, at the name of Jesus, amen, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth. Amen. This is the power, amen. This is the power, amen. And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Unto the glory of God and the Father. Glory to God. We have the right and the privilege to use that name. We have that authority. Amen. Now, what was it? The sons of Sceva, they thought they could use that name, and they begin to adjure the devil in the name of Paul and everybody else. And the Bible said the devil ripped their clothes off and rent them and run them out down the street naked. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. You must have your name in the book of life. You must be washed and cleansed. You must have the right to use that name. And if you got the right to use that name, you can declare by the power and the authority. Amen. And then the Bible says in Galatians in the third chapter in verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and to the Father. Amen. By him. Glory to God. We give thanks to God. Amen. Glory to God and to the Father. By that name of Jesus, by that authority and that power we have in the name of Jesus. And we can tell the devil, go packing. Devil, I've come here on business for the King. I've come here to glorify the name of God. I didn't come here, amen, to sing a sad song. I didn't come here to cry the blues. I didn't come here. I say this a lot of times. Singers sometimes and even preachers become guilty of spending more time glorifying the devil. Amen. They get up and testify for 30 minutes what all the devil's done to them that week. Amen. Well, I got one good testimony for the devil. He's under my foot this morning. Amen. You ought to have that same testimony. The devil is under your foot this morning. Amen. You've took authority over the devil and that power that's been given. Amen. And I cover this a lot of time, and it's worth throwing in today. Won't cost you anything. Amen. I'll throw this in today too. If you delight yourself in the Lord, you can decree a thing and see it established unto you. Amen. The more of this power that you can have, the more of this power you will have, comes, and the more you glorify God, the more you praise. The Bible said that God inhabits the praise of his people. And the more you praise him, the more you glorify his name, the more you walk in righteousness, the closer you live to Calvary. See, a lot of people is following Jesus afar off. Amen. They don't get close enough to feel his touch. They don't get close enough to hear his voice. Amen. Come ye out of the world and be a separate people. So much of the church world is so involved in the rituals, so involved, amen, in all the filth and of the flesh. Amen. They're at the place they can't hear God, they can't feel God. But if you'll come to an old-fashioned altar of prayer and you'll do something the old Pentecostals call pray through, amen. And if you'll pray through, the anointing of God will fall on your life. It'll touch your soul. It'll touch your spirit. And that anointing of God, amen, will minister and supply all of your needs. Amen. The Bible said, amen, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. God don't have to sell a cow off a thousand hills. I've heard people get up and testify, well, God will sell a cow. If he'll sell a cow to get your blessing. I'm going to tell you something. God don't have to sell a cow to get my blessing. Amen. I get all my blessings by the riches of glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Jesus was enough. Amen. Jesus is enough. Amen. He paid the price on Calvary. He shed his blood. Amen. That cleansing flow of blood flowed down over his body and dripped down on the ground there on Calvary. And one drop of that blood is able to cleanse the vilest sinner. Amen. And I'm telling you here today, he don't have to go to the stock market. He don't have to sell some of his acreage. Amen. But by his riches and glory, because he's given the authority to his son. He's given the authority to that man Jesus, and he's given to the church that same power. And now we've endured that power. We've been endured with that power from on high, and we've been given that same power and that same authority. And we have the papers to use his name. We have a power of attorney that we can use his name. We have full rights to go and act in his name. You know, if you go somewheres and, you know, you're acting in somebody's name, they want to know if you got papers. Have you got the authority to do it? Have you got the power to do it? Well, I'm telling you, according to this word right here, he's given the church the power. He's given the church the authority. He's given to you and I the power and the authority to use his name. And whatsoever we do in word or deed, we do all in the name of Jesus. Many times I've seen mountains that would not crumble, but at the name of Jesus, amen, they was blowed to smithereens, amen. I see every time I pass a rock quarry, I think about that, how that old mountain used to stand real tall, but they've ground them rocks to smithereens. I'm telling you, when we go in the name of Jesus, we grind our enemies into smithereens. We tear down the mountains, amen, and walk across from bare land. We have that authority, amen, to speak to the mountains and they be moved off into the sea. Church, we have power and we have authority. How did we get here? How did we get to this hour? By speaking by the authority of God's word, by speaking in the name of Jesus. We spoke to the obstacles, we spoke to the mountains, we spoke to the devil. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. There's wonder working power in the name of Jesus. Amen. And most Christians verily scratch the surface on understanding the depth of what I'm preaching today. But my prayer is that God would open up your intellect, would open up your spirit, would open up your hearts. Amen. It starts with believing in your heart, confessing with your mouth. It starts with accepting Jesus. It starts with clean, amen, clean living and righteous living. You can't live righteous enough to get saved. You can't live clean enough to get saved. You can take it all off, put it all on, but you won't never get holy or righteous enough to get saved. You got to come as a sinner, just as I am, without one plea, amen. You got to come. You got to humble yourself before a mighty God and say, God, would you wash me and cleanse me? Would you save me and redeem me by your blood? And once you're washed, you got to have a heart's desire in you that you want to live right. You want to please God, amen, as you want to please the one that gave his life for you, and you want to walk, amen, in the redemption, amen, that he's give you, amen. This life that we have is no longer ours. It's been bought by a price. It's been bought by the precious blood of the Son of God, and now, amen, he's living through us. Not us, but he's living through us, amen. We don't have the power within ourselves to resist the devil. We don't have the power within ourselves to overcome sin. Amen. But I'm telling you something. At the name of Jesus, we can put sin underfoot. At the name of Jesus, we can put the devil underfoot. At the name of Jesus, mountains are falling and crumbling. At the name of Jesus, we're raising forth. Amen. And we're going forth in the name of Jesus by that authority of the name of Jesus, by that power in the name of Jesus, we're overcoming. Amen. And we're speaking, amen, of the oracles of God, anointed of the Holy Ghost, amen, and saying, God, amen, Would you move? Would you move by your mighty hand? I'm praying for revival in our city, our state, our nation, our land. I'm praying for a revival, amen, right here in Hillsville, Virginia. I'm praying for one of them revivals. I had a revival one time, amen, many years ago. Had 300 souls saved, amen. Had 300 souls saved in one revival, amen. I'm looking for that kind of soul-winning revival. I'm looking for that kind of anointing, amen. I'm looking for some people that'll stand up, amen, and be counted with God, amen. Not be wishy-washy, but be bold in faith. Be bold in their authority, amen. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have no commitment with God, you're not going to be bold, amen. If you've not made up your mind and made a definite commitment to God, you're not going to be bold. You're going to be wishy-washy, and the devil, he'll say boo, and you'll run and hide. But I tell you something, amen, when you get that authority, amen, in the name of Jesus, and you come to that understanding to know that you have power and authority in the name of Jesus, amen, if anybody's hiding, it'll be the devil. If anybody's running, it'll be the devil, amen. You need to get sick and tired of putting up with the devil. And you need to rise up in the faith that God's given. You need to rise up in the authority that God's given. And you need to take authority over the devil and the powers of darkness. And you begin to speak, amen, in the authority, in that name. You begin to decree a thing and see it established to you in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for the word today. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit today. We thank you, God, for the power of your word that it will not return void. And God, I believe this word is going to raise some folks up today. I believe that people are going to hear this word and take a hold of it. And they're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired and sick and tired of putting up with the devil. And they rise up in the authority of the name of Jesus. For he said, as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed upon his name. God, let people receive that today. Let them take authority. Men and women might be healed, set free, saved, and delivered. And by the power of God, they might overcome. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God love you. God bless you is our prayer.